The United States, France, and Britain had been pushing for the immediate imposition of tougher sanctions against Iran, while Russia and China had wanted to put off any action until the IAEA had completed nuclear talks with Iran. Under a compromise reached at a meeting hosted by U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, the veto-wielding Security Council members agreed that a new sanctions resolution will be adopted in November unless Iran is fully cooperative with the IAEA and a renewed overture to Tehran by European Union Chief Diplomat Javier Solana. In remarks after the meeting at Rice's New York hotel, Bush administration officials downplayed suggestions the outcome was a setback for the United States and said Iran has been sent a tough and strict message. Rice told reporters the United States will continue a two-track strategy to force Iran to halt nuclear activities believed weapons-related, one in the Security Council and the other with financial penalties by like-minded countries outside the UN framework.
We've always wanted to keep the two tracks underway. One is the negotiations track, and after all, we are working to finalize the text in this period of time, and I think the finalization of the text is going to take a little time, and we're going to work on that. We, of course, will continue to pursue those measures that we are pursuing on the basis of financial measures that may help to convince the Iranian regime that it's time to change its course.
The P5+1 grouping asked European Union Chief Diplomat Javier Solana to make another approach to Iran's top nuclear negotiator, Ali Larijani, on the EU offer last year of incentives, including civil nuclear cooperation, if Iran dropped its uranium enrichment and reprocessing activity. At the same time, IAEA Chief Mohammad El-Baradei will continue with his initiative with Iran, under which Iran agreed last month to answer long-standing IAEA questions about covert Iranian nuclear activity. A third and more severe sanctions resolution would go forward in November unless Solana and El-Baradei can report success. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov stressed Moscow's support for the strategy, which he said maximizes chances for a negotiated outcome of the nuclear issue.
We would be waiting for the report of El-Baradei on how his arrangements with Iranian agencies to close down the remaining issues are being implemented. We would wait for a report from Javier Solana, who would be continuing his discussions with Secretary Larijani, and then we would be designing next steps in the Security Council, taking into account these events.
No specific date in November was set for completion of the El-Baradei and Solana inquiries in order to provide some flexibility in the nuclear diplomacy. Iran denies seeking nuclear weapons, and President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad told the UN this week its cooperation with the IAEA should end the matter, a contention dismissed by the United States as badly mistaken. David Gollis, VOA News, the United Nations.